This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free, that's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number three in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we spent most of the first 2 hours discussing the Lavoie-Fenicombe killing. Because there was some news about that, so we started explaining, you know, who Lavoie-Fenicombe was, why this is back in the news. Had a couple of tangents about, you know, just police misconduct and various other things, and, you know, kind of tying in, although a completely different way. Apparently, President Donald Trump, and I still, after 5 months of Trump being president, still cannot believe that I have to say the words President Donald Trump.
It doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't. I guess election came as not of a surprise.
I'm not saying that, you know, President Hillary Clinton wouldn't also be equally scary.
It's ridiculous. But it's as ridiculous as President Barack Obama or President George Bush.
Well, President Barack Obama did not wind up getting famous selling crappy steaks as a telemarketer and then, you know, doing a bunch of other stuff and, you know, having businesses go bankrupt numerous times in real estate.
Yeah.
You know, the guy's a reality show star that somehow, you know, found his way as president.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, but to me, I mean, they've all been pretty ridiculous.
True.
At least in recent memory for me. I look at all of them and kind of go, this is the best
we
could come up
horrible.
With.
No, they're all horrible. No, they're all horrible.
Right.
I'm not trying to
and
say
not to
that
say that
not.
None of them never did anything good. A couple of them have. You know, they might have done something
right,
somewhat,
you know, like
positive.
Taking a vacation to go golfing instead of
governing.
Proposing
that's
horrible legislation.
That's a positive. See?
Yeah.
Lots of vacations. Golf.
Yep. Pardoning, or not pardoning, but commuting Chelsea Clinton. That's a positive. Even though Chelsea Clinton only wound up being in prison because Barack Obama wound up prosecuting.
And before we get confused with, or being accused of promoting fake news, you mean Chelsea Manning, not Chelsea Clinton.
Yes. Thank you. I don't know how I wound up making that mistake.
I'm like, wow, I didn't even know Chelsea Clinton was arrested. But
no,
apparently
Chelsea Manning.
Okay.
Thank you
go.
For the correction there. But again, Chelsea Manning was only in prison because of Barack Obama. So, you know, like
right.
Giving him an attaboy for releasing somebody in prison that was only in prison because of him, you know, it's kind of like, hey, thanks for doing the right thing, kind of.
Yeah, you don't get credit for that.
Yeah. But President Donald Trump is requesting that Congress pass a bill that will, well, if it winds up passing, will most assuredly be challenged by the ACLU and some other organizations, where he wants to wind up withholding money for so-called sanctuary cities. Chris, what are sanctuary cities?
Oh, do I answer in the form of a question? Are we playing Jeopardy? The idea behind a sanctuary city, as I understand it, is that they will not assist federal law enforcement in deporting citizens who may be in the country illegally.
Correct.
So we can even look at, you know, here in Keene, New Hampshire, our sheriff took a stand, said he would not assist federal agents in the identification and deportation
right.
of illegal immigrants.
Right, and there are mm-hmm. a couple of, you know, without getting too deep into the minutia, there are a couple different ways that, you know, so-called sanctuary cities wind up doing their, you know, not assisting the feds. Some just, you know, oh, you get arrested, okay, that's, you know, just whatever the thing, they don't look, oh, we have to look to see if there's any federal warrants. We have to, you know, investigate mm-hmm. all of this stuff. So
right.
that's one form of, and then the other form is if they do wind up searching and they see something, they just, oh, well, you know, oops, we didn't mean to see that.
Yeah.
You know, there's some minutia there.
Right.
And that is really difficult to explain on the radio.
And to me, I don't think it's... to me, it's an unfunded mandate when
yes.
the federal government comes down and demands that local municipalities or cities or states or whatever, you must go out and enforce our laws. Well, if you pass federal laws, which probably arguably under the 10th Amendment you had no right to do in the first place, then sorry, it's up to you to enforce it.
Not even under the 10th Amendment, but under other clauses of what Congress can do, none of it is immigration.
Has anything to do. Yeah, find that for me in the Constitution.
You know, they can set a uniform set of rules for naturalization.
Sure.
And even that's not uniform.
Right.
But this entire thing, you know, like none of it would pass constitutional muster. Not that I'm a constitutionalist by any stretch of the imagination. But Heather, what's going on with this proposal out of D.C.?
Okay, well, this story comes from the Boston Herald, and it's president-backed bill to cost Boston and Bay State sanctuaries federal money. Washington, a White House-backed bill that's expected to pass the United States House today, would strip sanctuary cities of federal grants, putting Boston and at least four other Massachusetts communities that have officially voiced solidarity with the illegal immigrants in danger of losing millions in federal funds.
And it's not just Boston. It's also places like San Francisco,
mm-hmm.
Cincinnati.
Yep.
I have read the list, and it's, you know, a fairly lengthy list of places where they're saying we're not going to enforce these, you know, unfunded mandates and arguably unconstitutional laws.
So it says the No Sanctuary for Criminals Act would strip state and local governments of Justice Department and Homeland Security grant funding for law enforcement and anti-terrorism efforts if they refuse to cooperate with federal immigration officials. A House source told the Herald it is unclear whether the bill would apply to Boston's Trust Act, which bars Boston police from detaining illegal immigrants who are otherwise eligible for release. Boston city officials said the Trust Act does not run afoul of federal immigration laws, but U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement lists Boston as one of five Bay State sanctuary jurisdictions, along with Somerville, Cambridge, Northampton, and Amherst.
So let's sort of look at this a little bit. So what Trump and company are saying is your police departments aren't doing what we want them to do and enforcing this unfunded mandate, so therefore we're going to stop giving you money to do other things we want you to do.
That we took from you in the first place.
It's basically like if Trump, this could be a bad comparison, if Trump were Hitler, right, it would be like telling like Massachusetts, you can't hide the Jews in your state. We're going to ban all the Jews. You cannot hide the Jews. Like, if you do, like, now we're no longer, we're going to starve your state of federal tax money that we force you to pay.
If you don't follow the rules of the Fugitive Slave Act, we will deny you federal funding.
Right, and this is, you know, this whole weird law and order thing that, you know, a lot of conservatives claim to stand for, but at the same time, there's groups like the Oath Keepers that say, we are not going to abide by unconstitutional orders.
Right.
Well, which is it? Are you law and order and you're upholding whatever the laws are, or are you not going to uphold unconstitutional laws? Are you not going to uphold unjust laws?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we've become a country where we pick and choose. Even though this is unconstitutional, I like the idea behind it, so I'm going to support it. And that's where, to me, the Republican Party has sort of lost its way. If the Republican Party were indeed born out of the ideals of limited government, And let's go back to pre-Lincoln on this. If it really was, you know, the extension of the Democratic Republicans, the extension of Jeffersonian thinking, it's way out in left field from where that started.
Oh, I don't even think it's in the same ballpark.
Same stadium,
but,
same town.
No. We'll discuss and your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. And how would you like to save money on things that you were going to purchase anyway? You can do that when you save at Purse. That's specifically go to the website saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. And you can save 5, 10, 15, 20% very easily, up to 33%. Again, on things you were going to buy anyway, or maybe you just decide that you want to buy something because you can get the discount. That's fine. Go to saveatpurse.com. The way you get the larger discounts is you have to put things into an Amazon wish list, import the wish list from Amazon to saveatpurse.com, and then you fund the account with Bitcoin or another cryptocurrency using Shapeshift, and then somebody winds up buying the items for you. They receive the Bitcoin, you receive the items. And again, you can save big time. Saveatpurse.com. We're talking about a proposal that, as of right now, is just a proposal that most likely, if it winds up passing Congress, will very, very likely, and I say that with about 99.9% assurity, that it will wind up being challenged as unconstitutional. Now the question is, which circuit will it be challenged in? Because this is something that is going to affect the entire country, even though the story that we have specifically about how it will affect Boston. So, you know, two questions. Which circuit, and how will the judge rule?
Well, I'll guess on the circuit.
Ninth.
Yep, that's where they're going to try to take every one of these cases.
Do you think it will be as Jeff Sessions, former senator, what's he now, Secretary of State, or no, Attorney General.
Attorney General.
As he said, some judge in the middle of the Pacific, do you think it will be, you know, some judge in the middle of the Pacific ruling on this? Or do you think it'll wind up being, you know, like the Seattle or San Francisco district before it goes to the full ninth and ultimately to the U.S. Supreme Court?
I could see them. I think they'll try to take it straight. They can go straight to a circuit court, can't they?
No. I think it has to start in a district, and then after the district, then it goes to a circuit, and then they can appeal to like the full circuit,
sure,
and then to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. So my guess is they'll probably shop it on the left coast first. Knowing that it'll end up in the ninth, and we know what the result will be.
Right,
out of that.
We do know that there was one of the courts in Virginia that wound up throwing out part of Trump's travel ban. So, you know, it's not just the, you know, left coast, as a lot of people call it, that are saying, no, Trump, you can't actually do all of these things.
Yeah, and it's an interesting thing how much court shopping goes on in this country. I mean, you really can, depending on, and I guess for intellectual rights cases, Texas, for example, is very popular.
Ooh, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Because there was a Supreme Court ruling recently, like within the last 2 months, that said that for IP cases, you can no longer go jurisdiction shopping. It has to be within the proper circuit.
Yeah, if only those rules would apply to government.
Yes.
Anyway, let's jump back into the story.
Please.
It says, this fiscal year, Boston is slated to receive roughly $5 million in Justice Department grants for agencies including the Boston Police Department and Public Health Commission. The city expects at least $3.5 million in Department of Justice and Homeland Security grants in Mayor Martin J. Walsh's just-approved budget for the new fiscal year beginning Saturday. Yesterday, President Trump touted the bill along with another measure that would toughen penalties for those who repeatedly entered the country illegally during a White House roundtable with family members of those killed by illegal immigrants. You lost the people that you love because our government refused to enforce our nation's immigration laws, Trump said to the families gathered at the White House. We're calling on all members of Congress to honor grieving American families by passing these life-saving measures in the House, in the Senate, and then sending them to my desk for a very rapid signature. I promise you it will be done quickly.
Okay, if the question were simply this, if someone has committed murder in the United States and we deported them, they left the United States, and we're going to deny this known murder entry back into the United States, I kind of understand that.
I mean, I think,
That's sort of common sense. It's like if I knew somebody who killed somebody, I wouldn't invite them into my home.
Correct.
And I would probably not want them anywhere near my home. I would probably defend my property against them coming anywhere near my house if they were a known murderer.
Right, and so...
But that's not exactly how this plays out.
And, you know, like, the problem that you're describing is a murderer, it has, you know, nothing to do with what piece of land they were born on, because how many people that
True.
Were born and raised in the United States wind up killing people?
Right, that happens too.
The answer is a lot.
Yeah, and... Regardless of where they come from, regardless of where they live, were born, it doesn't matter. I sort of understand you don't want them in your neighborhood.
Right. Like, there are a lot of people that were born in the United States that I don't want in my neighborhood. I don't want racists and bigots in my neighborhood.
Most people probably have family they would say that about.
Right. You know, I don't want thieves in my neighborhood. Doesn't matter what piece of land anywhere on the planet they were born, I don't want people that are not nice people being in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this whole claim of, you know, like, oh, by stripping federal funding, that will somehow undo murder. Like, it's just so weird. And they choose these words really, really carefully to where it makes it sound as though by denying funds to sanctuary cities, sure. it's going to prevent murder. Well, no, it's not. Right. Nothing you do is going to prevent somebody that is intent on killing another human being
mm-hmm.
from killing another human being.
That's absolutely right. And I just, like I said, they're trying to phrase it as one thing. They're trying to use statistics to demonstrate their case.
And use emotional responses.
Sure, and that's why you trot out the families of victims.
Yeah.
And it to me, it's just despicable.
Right, and there's the thing, you know, Trump's ban on people from certain countries, and Trump is saying, well, it's my duty as commander-in-chief to keep the nation safe.
No, that's not your duty. That's nowhere in the Constitution.
Right.
Provide for the common defense and act if Congress declares war to act as the commander-in-chief of the military during that period of time.
I mean, do you think, like, in their heads, though, like, I mean, these guys are all, like, power trippers, right? Like, do you think maybe, like, in Trump's own mind, though, he really is, like, pro-American and, like, you know...
I don't doubt it.
Like,
I really do.
Like, everybody
FDR,
in this country is his family that's, like, an American.
FDR thought that he was doing amazing things when he put everybody of Japanese ancestry from certain areas in concentration camps.
Sure. Or Andrew Wilson or not Andrew Wilson, President Wilson Woodrow Wilson supporting eugenics. Or the Supreme Court justice that ruled in Buck v. Bell that, yes, some people need to be sterilized against their will.
And that case has never been overturned. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Bondonica, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about Donald Trump's proposal that he's wanting Congress to pass to withhold funding from so-called sanctuary cities. And we're sort of, you know, like dissecting this quote from Donald Trump, and I'll read the quote again, where he says, talking to some families that were gathered at the White House, quote, "You lost the people that you love because our government refused to enforce our immigration laws. We're calling on all members of Congress to honor grieving American families by passing these life-saving measures in the House, in the Senate, and then sending them to me for a very rapid signature. I promise you it will get done quickly." And again, he's making it sound as though by passing this, you know, defunding of certain cities bill, that somehow that will wind up, you know, allowing people to not be killed, or it's very strange. And again, it's, you know, this weird selective choice of wording.
I'll give you an example how it could save lives. If we have less confrontational interactions between police and people in cars, then perhaps it could save some lives. If police aren't worried that this person is an illegal immigrant, and therefore we have to go through, you know, the president says this may be a high-risk situation, then maybe they'll be a little toned down.
Yep, or, you know, if we had fewer police going on basically what are fishing expeditions.
Right.
Checkpoints.
Checkpoints, sure. Certainly.
We have reason to believe that there's a lot of illegal immigrants in this town, so we're going to have checkpoints now, just like DUIs, only this time we're going to ask for everyone's identification in the car, and if you don't have it, you're a potential illegal immigrant, and we might have to detain you against your will.
Right.
I mean, this is where
Arizona passed something very similar to that 7 years ago. The, you know, papers, please, what was that, SB 1070?
Something like that.
To where it was... After any lawful encounter, the police could wind up asking for evidence of legal status. Lawful encounter could be as simple as you walking down the street, the police officer walking down the street and saying, "Good day, sir."
Nobody broke a law, therefore it's lawful.
Right,
and this is
like
one of those
any encounter.
Sure, but this is one of those things people should know, and you need to check the laws in your state. But in most states, if you're the passenger in the car, you're not required to produce identification. If you're walking
correct.
Down the street and an officer says, "I want to know who you are," walking, he has no right to ask you for identification.
Unless there is reasonable, articulable suspicion that a crime had been committed.
Correct. And that's why I say, please check out the rules and the laws in your particular area.
And not just the rules and laws in your area, but also look at case law, because there was a proposal in Arizona earlier this year that would tweak some language about passengers in vehicles.
Right.
And luckily it wound up dying, but it really just sort of tweaked existing language that was thrown out in a federal court as being unconstitutional of you can't just, you know, say that a passenger must have proof of identification.
I'm trying to find a good website to refer people to that. I'm trying to think that it was the list of...
ACLU probably
ACLU
has
a good, choice, yeah.
A good list.
We'll see if we can find that
things
and put,
on
a,
that.
Put a link on the Facebook page or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. If you find it, definitely get that link. We will get it up on the Facebook page that is facebook.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones real quick. We've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, you know, I think, can you hear me well?
Yep.
Can you hear me? Yeah, okay.
Yep, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, my phone has the cheap service. So, you know, I really feel that our next mayor will be the red light camera mayor. I think we're going to get it back. I mean, that's how I feel.
Do you think a red light camera is getting elected mayor?
I would vote for a red light camera.
I would vote for a cat.
I would. No, I'm going with voting for the red light camera. As long as it is just a red light camera, there's no body attached to it or mind. I think that may be the perfect politician.
I would vote for Tells the studio cat, even though that cat is really annoying.
Yeah, I don't trust cats. But a red light camera, inanimate object, I'm all for it.
Cat's not going to raise taxes.
Well, wait a minute. What I'm saying is that the people that are going to come out and vote, what I'm saying is that is the people will are the ones that are getting T-boned, they're getting hit and getting... The people that are come out want to vote is the ones that want traffic safety. See, the people that hate the tickets, they're not going to care. They're just going to go watch a movie or watch TV. They're just going to don't care who the mayor is.
Hold on. So you're saying that the mayoral race of Albuquerque, New Mexico, rests in the hands of those people that have been T-boned in an accident. Am I following this correctly?
I think that's what she said.
Well, the thing is, the people that hate the camera, they're not going to come out and vote because it's been gone for 7 years. But what I am saying is the ones that have the stick poking up our ass right now is the ones that are victims of traffic fatalities and people getting hit by a car. That's what I'm assuming.
All right. So Sarah, you're sort of making a claim in a roundabout way that people that don't like red light cameras don't care about safety. That's basically your claim, right?
Or they don't care about voting. Right. I think that's what she's saying.
Well, no, she's saying both.
That they're too
lazy.
They
don't care about safety, and they don't care about voting.
I think what she's saying is, negligent?
Apathetic.
I don't know. I think she's saying that they're the lazy people that blow through red lights and stuff like that aren't, like, smart and responsible enough to go out and vote. So they're not going to come vote against
the red light. I don't blow through red lights, but I also don't like red light cameras. But Sarah's contention was that the people that like red light cameras care about traffic safety. And my point is, you can not like red light cameras and care about traffic safety.
At the same time?
At the same time.
Yes, you
can. I realize, you know, it might be, you know, sort of a difficult thought to comprehend. Yeah. But it is true.
What I'm saying is that last time they voted for a mayor that took the cameras down. Because they're the one that showed up. They're the one that made sure Mayor Barry got elected. He's the one that took them down. This time it's going to flip around and the people that want the cameras are going to show up.
Now, has there been research done on red light cameras that actual statistics at an intersection, whether or not it helped?
Oh, yes.
Well, there have been studies that compare certain municipalities to other municipalities, and it doesn't matter which studies you look at. All of the studies are conflicting, so some studies say it makes it safer. Other studies say it makes it more dangerous.
In general, what it seems to do is, what I've read has been it reduces the number of side collisions, you know, front into side, mm-hmm.
but
increases
the number of
rear ends.
Yes.
But hey, I'm all for, like, if people in a community want to come together and agree to do something like that, you know.
Here's the thing is that I'm the only one pedestrian that's upset about it. See, the people from New Mexico, they're perfectly fine getting killed by a car.
I don't know of anybody that's happy about getting killed by a car, Sarah.
But they don't organize. There's no coalition. They don't sue the city to get the red light cameras, but they don't show up to vote. They don't show up to vote for the mayor. They don't know who the mayor is. They don't know if he's a man or woman. It's a very, very laid-back city.
I got to go with Sarah on this
one,
though.
Most people are apathetic.
If red light cameras really do curb accidents and stuff like that, who in their right mind would object to them being put in?
Right.
It's people that, Sarah, thank you for the call, and people that want to actually, wind up facing their accuser in a court of law.
What a concept.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Have you ever wanted to start your own website or blog, but you've not actually been able to put that idea into action? Well, you're in luck. HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, is offering a special deal to Free Talk Live listeners. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can get up to 50% off their regular prices. Hosting your own website or blog can be intimidating, but HostGator makes it easy. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they have 24 hours, 7 days per week over the phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into the hands of you, the customer. HostGator has a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get that special offer of up to 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL. Let's go to Greg calling in from New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, the other day, and I was talking sort of about basic income on a local level, and you guys brought up something really cool. I'm not sure. I think it was Ian, actually, who brought it up.
Yep, it would not have been me, Chris, or Heather, so would have probably been Ian.
Right, so maybe I should just quickly bring you up to speed.
Yes, please do.
So one reason why I like to call myself a libertarian or libertarian-leaning person is because I like to decentralize large centralized organizations. And okay. I like to do that with technology. So I can actually put my money where my mouth is and actually build software that local communities can then run and therefore, you know, choose what they do. And I think that can replace government functions over the next few decades. It can replace a lot of what government does. So I felt pretty good about that. And then Ian brought up a very good point a few days ago, and that was, look, if a local community taxes the rich people, let's say, excessively, or maybe even doesn't tax them, the rich people can just leave, and they can go form their own community, right? And you, rich is relative, right? So you can say you don't want to live with someone who's really poor either. You could put it that way, but whatever. So that means then the people that are left will have to basically organize themselves. And how are you going to, you know, to do that? And that led me to really thinking about issues like, for example, white flight from Detroit and other things like that, which did, in fact, happen. Sure. And also things
Dude, what
like,
is white flight? Catch me up, Justine. What is that?
Detroit race riots during the civil rights movement. And then white people, a lot of them left.
Just left.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And some people claim that, you know, that's all due to racism, and other people will say, well, no, just, you know, people wound up not wanting to live in those neighborhoods anymore, and it was the, you know, wealthy people or the wealthier people that wound up leaving, and they just happened to have fit this demographic.
Is it usually because they can afford to move elsewhere?
Well, it's probably easier for them, yes, and there was a trend across the country of moving into the suburbs. People wanted to live a little quieter
Same
life.
Same thing happened in Birmingham, Alabama.
Sure.
To where, you know, the people that could afford to leave this city that, you know, went downhill drastically wound up leaving the city. And disproportionately, it happened to be people that had a skin color closer to mine.
Right.
So that led me to think more globally, to say, look, in some developing countries that are behind for whatever reason, maybe because the resources of the land are not in demand across the world, they want the ones that are business friendly tend to attract investment, and sometimes they don't have any natural resources. They have a comparative advantage.
Sure, so like Singapore.
Like Singapore, exactly.
Hong Kong.
So, Hong Kong, yep.
Well, Hong Kong, I don't know. The British built a lot for them. I don't know if it's
sure, but
more.
But they're still resource poor. Resource
right.
poor.
They have
very
to wind up
importing
almost everything.
Right.
But, you know, they're one of the wealthiest, you know, per capita, one of the wealthiest nation sort of things on the planet. I don't want to say they're a complete nation because, you know, they're a semi-autonomous part of China. They have a lot more freedoms than the rest of China.
Right.
And
economic freedoms a lot more than
they
have
also,
here.
Right. They also rank as one of the most economically free places in the world.
Right.
Right, and economic freedom is essentially a euphemism for business friendly, which I'm okay with. I'm just saying most of the stuff on the economic freedom index is really business friendliness index, how much business is attracted to that region.
Okay.
You know, the rule of law, respect for property rights. So my point is this, that comparative advantage works, but up to a point. Because if you look at, let's say, tractor trailers when they were invented, tractors. Tractors were invented. They replaced oxen. They replaced animals for plowing fields. So why did that happen? If comparative advantage is principle, it says basically, look, you don't have to be better at anything than anyone else. You just have to be cheaper and then for something, and then people will use you for that thing, right? But the thing is that
I don't agree with that because paper towels are a lot cheaper than cloth towels, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to dry myself off with paper towels when I get out of the shower because paper towels don't dry me as well as a cloth towel does.
Yeah, limited usability, limited utility.
So just because it's cheaper doesn't mean it's better. It doesn't mean that it's more efficient.
And I do think that the human action part of this, the Mises part, comes to mind, too, in that people have different preferences. People have time preferences. They have all sorts of reasons they make decisions that we can't predict.
Right. And it sounds as though your question is, why does innovation happen?
But I'm trying to get back to where he kind of started off, and he was talking about like a basic income. So can you get to that part?
Yeah, just let me quickly, 30 seconds, say about a comparative advantage. It turns out that, the main thing is if there's a shortage in towels, if there's a limited amount of great paper towels, then you're going to use them on the most, on the tasks that are most valuable to you. And on the rest, you would use the cheaper towel. And the same thing with anything else. But the thing is, there is no shortage in machines that's of any relevance. You could make more tractors. You could make more computers. And they're simply so much faster and more efficient that comparative advantage doesn't really start to factor in. So automation is my, here's my point. Automation does lower demand for human labor. And as computers get smarter, as you have more AI, more people will go out of work. There's a book right now by Yuval Harari. He writes about different topics. Right now it's about a growing unemployed class. What are we going to do? They're going to play massive online games and other things. And so we're going
to
have that.
Somebody has to develop those games. You
right.
aren't going to create an AI that can make a really good video game.
Someday we will.
I think we will.
But the point being is this is the same argument we've been hearing about technological advances for
right, the
100, 200,
the 300, 400. Press is going to put scribes out of business.
Exactly. The buggy whip is going to, you know, the what about the buggy whip manufacturers with the automobile with, you know, aircraft
right.
are going to wipe out all these industries. And every time
one
we have
sentence.
These dire predictions, go ahead.
People are running out of comparative advantages. Not every person can compete with all the things computers can do in 2020. Not every person will be able to have a job.
I disagree. I think people that want to work are going to find work.
Or innovate.
Right. And
doing what?
They will find. I don't know. 200 years ago, nobody would have ever predicted that talking on the radio would be a thing.
Or the computers.
40 years ago, nobody thought that building smartphones would be a thing because they had no concept of
right.
smartphone.
There's people that are like half robot for crying out loud because of like medical advances and stuff. I mean, look up the transhuman groups, you know, like it's a whole new thing where we're advancing so much that there are people that have like robotic eyes and hands. And
this argument reminds me
technology.
Of like people talking about the economy, like it's a pie that's this big and there's only so much to go around, and they don't think that
you can make a bigger pie.
You can make the pie bigger with innovation.
Greg, thank you for the call. If we did not get you tonight, call in earlier tomorrow because we are here all 7 nights of the week and always online at freetalklive.com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE .com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.